This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there's lots of reasons to look up. We've talked before about how the Earth is tilted on its axis, and how that tilt gives us seasons and days of varying lengths in terms of how many hours of sun and darkness we have. We are quickly approaching the shortest, or darkest, day of the year, December 21st, which is that point in space where the sun reaches its lowest point in the sky, again due to Earth's tilt, and then starts to climb up again until we get to the longest day of the year in June. And, through the vagaries of celestial mechanics, there is also a solar eclipse only a few days later on the 26th. Unfortunately, this event will only be visible to folks in the Middle East and India. And this won't be one of those magical eclipses where the moon covers the entire surface of the sun, but is rather an annular eclipse, where the moon is a bit too far away from Earth in its orbit and will only cover about 97% of the sun, leaving what astronomers call the ring of fire around a dark lunar disk. So, with the shortest day soon behind us, spring must be coming, right? I find the lengthening days encouraging, and now you can too. Warmer days are ahead. If you'd like to take a closer look at the Colorado night sky or any of the other wonderful and amazing things up there, please visit krcc.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.